When Chris Cluey steps onto the football field, his right leg holds the key to his success. A booming punt pushes the opposition back. And it all rides on the leg and foot for Cluey. But on this night, it isn't the right leg which holds the importance for Cluey's success. When he isn't on the football field or spending time with his family, there is one thing you can usually find Chris Cluey doing.
I've always enjoyed listening to music, playing music. I played the violin growing up. I didn't really like it that much because my parents kind of made me do it, but I'm glad they made me do it because it gave me a musical background. And ever since I started playing Guitar Hero and Rock Band, I discovered I really enjoy playing music. And then, you know, once I learned the bass, I discovered I really enjoy creating music as well. So it's definitely going to be a big part of my life moving forward.
It's unique that he's playing music and he wants to do this and he loves creating stuff. He's always been very creative, and this is his outlet for that. But I don't think it's that much different than, you know, Jared Allen going hunting or something. Everybody has hobbies, and this is his hobby. You know, this is something we do together, and we want to make great music, and we want to make it big, but at the same time, we just love creating together.
Years ago, Cluey took his passion and talents in music and helped form Tripping Icarus. The four-member band consists of a group of guys who all share a common bond for the love of performing music.
Well, there's four of us. It's me on the bass, Andy Reiner on guitars, Jesse Revel on guitars, lead vocal, and then Matt Marshall on drums. And we play kind of like 90s modern rock and roll. It's we're heavily influenced by, you know, like Seattle, kind of that grunge-ish type, like Tool, Audioslave, Nirvana, that era. And here to play some music, hopefully entertain some people.
When I met Chris, he was playing a lot of Guitar Hero. And I noticed he had pretty good mechanics. Like, he's like, I'm one of the best players in the world. And I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. But he was amazing at it. And he said he played violin for like 7 years or something like that when he was younger. So I was like, well, do you want to try playing in a real band? And he's like, yeah, if you can tolerate me messing up and not knowing what I'm doing for a while. It was surprising how fast he developed on bass. You know, the first couple of practices, he's just kind of plucking notes here and there. But, you know, within a week, you know, he was doing some complex stuff and just became a great bass player within 2 months. Like, he was really finding his own groove and developing his own style of playing.
Using his hands and voice to make good music is what Chris Cluey and Tripping Icarus is all about on this night. Vikings fans are used to seeing his right leg booming punts on the gridiron. But on this night, Chris Cluey uses his other talents and passions to help entertain the crowd.
I think it's just having fun, too. You know, like, we love making music and we love playing it. And we get a huge rush. You know, I think Chris has said it before, but playing a show here is almost more of a workout than football itself. At the end of the show, he's just dripping with sweat, and he puts all of his energy into it. So it's pretty cool when the band has that much energy and passion for what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's an outlet for, you know, spare time. It's playing music with a, you know, guys that I enjoy playing music with. And it's something I can see myself doing after football's done, because it doesn't take quite as heavy a toll on the body. But it's to me, it's just something that I've become passionate about, and I really enjoy doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tripping Icarus!